Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You will be amazed at the things that you're going through and someone looking at how you're handling that and giving God all the glory. The only epistle, the only book that people may read is you. We say that we are Christian, but whenever we run into a few things, we fall to pieces. Now, it's okay that when you run into it, you get a little shaky, but then get back on your feet and say, all right, here's where we're at. Here's where we're at. So just remember that everything that you're going through, it's for God's glory. Now, when we talk about going through problems, here's a scripture I want you to look at here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. We're talking about the promises of God. And it reads this way. It says, we are troubled on every side. I don't know, I feel like that sometimes. I turn to the left, there's trouble. I turn to the right, there's trouble. Looking back, there's trouble. The Bible says we are troubled on every side. It's just like being in that tornado. Man, it's all around you. But listen to this. Yet not distressed. Why? Because our focus, our faith is in Jesus. So no matter what's going on around me, this person says we are troubled on every side, but I'm not distressed. I'm not going to be stressed out. I'm going to turn it over to Jesus. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. I found out, boy, that we get stressed when we try to keep it and hold it. I done told the Lord, I'm turning it over, I'm through. Just let the Lord handle it. Whenever I try to carry that load, it's too heavy for me. But boy, when I cast it at His feet, what a difference. We won't be distressed. He says, we're perplexed, but not in despair. Oh, we don't understand what's going on. We're scratching our hand. But still we have hope that God will honor His word, His promises. Wow. We're perplexed. We don't know what's going on. But I will trust in the Lord. And boy, here we go. We're persecuted. Whenever you try to stand for Christ, you will be persecuted. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, that don't sound good, but he's telling you right here. You're going to be persecuted, but guess what? Not forsaken. The world's going to persecute you. The world's going to kick you when you're down, but guess what? God says, but not forsaken. He ain't forgot about you. Isn't that good to know? That He hasn't forgot about me. Even though all this stuff that I'm going through, God has not forsaken me. And I like this last one. I'm cast down, but I'm not destroyed. Satan may look like he have his foot on my neck, but I'm still in the game. I'm not destroyed. As long as I have that hope, I know my Redeemer liveth. So even though we're down, we're not going to be destroyed. So whenever we're going through stuff, remember, we always get the problem first, but God says, but. As we said here, I'm troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And here's what it says here. Psalms 35 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So if you're weeping right now, you should be ready to get your praise started, because joy is coming in the morning. I'm weeping right now, but I know in the morning my joy is coming. Ooh, boy, I tell you, that's good stuff right there. So we can get excited about the Word of God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.